It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In 1971, John Francis witnessed the devastation caused by the San Francisco Bay oil spill, and he made a vow to stop riding in motorized vehicles.
For 22 years, he walked across America on foot, and he spent 17 of those years under a vow of silence, using his banjo and his hands to express himself. He earned the nickname the Planet Walker.
During that silent journey, he walked the entire width of the lower 48 states, and he stopped in Wisconsin for a few years to earn his PhD in land resources at the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison.
He later returned to Wisconsin as a visiting associate professor and served on the Nelson Institute's Board of Visitors.
Now he's the subject of a 2024 documentary short film about his journey called Planet Walker. It was shortlisted for this year's Oscars.
He had this saying that he would write on the board when he taught classes at the University in Madison. Live today what you believe. Five words. Simple, right? Not simple, I don't think.
There's a kind of integrity about John that is uncommon. And just that alone really spills over.
When you start your graduate study and your PhD, it's very much, so what's your dissertation gonna be? And it took me a year maybe of being in Madison. That's when I decided on oil spills, that I would write on oil spills.
The film will be screened along with an audience conversation with Francis at the 2025 Earth Fest tomorrow at UW-Madison.
The Planet Walker himself joins us now to talk about his journey and his time in Wisconsin. John, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you take us back, John, to a pivotal moment in your life? You were in the San Francisco Bay Area when an oil spill hit. What went through your mind when you heard about that and saw the impact?
Well, I had never seen an oil spill, and I heard that there were two tankers that collided beneath the Golden Gate Bridge or close to it. And I asked my girlfriend, who was actually happened to be a Standard Oil heiress, if she wanted to go in and see that. And she did. So we jumped in our car and we drove off to San Francisco. And when we got there, the thing that really stuck with me is the smell. I had never smelled an oil spill before. It was something that was overwhelming. You just couldn't turn away from it, even if you couldn't see it. It was all pervasive. And that was the moment when I said to my girlfriend, I said, you know, maybe we should get out of our cars and start walking. I wanted to really make some kind of impact, and I decided that giving up riding in cars would be a start. My girlfriend, she said, that's very nice, but, you know, we don't have enough money to give up riding in cars. She said that people would just think that we were a couple of bums and it wouldn't make any difference. And I agreed with her. I thought, oh, yeah, that's it. You know, if we had enough money, we could do it. When I finally did it, it was because a friend, a deputy sheriff in the town I lived in, Jerry Tanner, he had passed away. He was lost on a motorboat with his family. And my girlfriend and I decided we were going to walk to it was a Lion's Share, a nightclub, and dance for Jerry to just kind of remember Jerry and to celebrate his life. And it was on that walk that I decided that, you know, I'm already walking. This is what I want to do. I'm going to keep walking, realizing that, you know, we don't have any promise for tomorrow showing up. So I was going to use my life to celebrate not only Jerry's life, but to celebrate the environments.
And you didn't just stop riding in motorized vehicles and, you know, walk to the store and back home, right? You went on epic walks. You made walking a symbol in a lot of ways. Can you talk about the scope of your walking?
Well, yeah, you know, there were just to begin, you know, walking, I lived about 4 miles from the nearest town, Point Reyes Station. And so a lot of my friends, you know, would go over to Point Reyes Station from Inverness to play volleyball. And they would invite me, John, come on, let's go play. And I, you know, was walking. So I would walk the 4 miles over there. But by the time I got there, the game would be over or they would have another game just for me. And during the summer, I would take longer walks up to Oregon and discover wilderness areas in Oregon. The Kamiopsis was one of my favorite wilderness areas up in the Northwest. And I would walk up there carrying a banjo, and then I'd walk back. So about 500 miles, I like to make a 500-mile walk every summer. Soon after I gave up riding in cars, I had been arguing with so many people about whether one person could make a difference that I decided to not speak for one day. And that was on my birthday, my 27th birthday. So, but what I did do was listen. And what I heard really surprised me because I thought I knew so much. I thought I knew everything. And when I really listened to people speaking and didn't sit myself up or set myself to argue with them, I learned from them. And I learned about them and about who they were. And I learned about who I was. And I decided that that one day was going to, I was going to take that for another day and another day. It lasted a week before I was even more concerned than my neighbors were about when I was going to start speaking. And I decided that I had been learning so much that maybe I should not speak for a year. And then I would revisit that decision on my birthday. I didn't speak for 17 years.
Amazing. And how did you communicate with people?
Well, I use mime and acting out. Sometimes I use what was called C-signing, signing exact English, for people who knew that. And I had some deaf friends who knew signing exact English. But I also played the banjo and painted it. So I painted every day and I kept the journal. So I would share those things with someone who I would want to communicate with.
As I hear you talk about the walks and the, in effect, vow of silence, the word pilgrimage keeps popping into my head. Was there a spiritual element in this that either intentionally from the beginning or that emerged over time for you?
There is a spiritual element to this, and I don't think it happened right away. I think the reason why I started my silence was because I just felt I argued so much. But as I listened and as I walked and as I became very intimate with the environment and the people around me, the silence did become a spiritual journey as well. And it would take me back to my high school years when I went to a Catholic high school and, you know, thought that I had a vocation as a monk, as a Trappist monk. When I learned that the monks didn't speak, that they took a code of silence, I just thought, oh God, no, I could never do that. So it was.
And then there you were doing it.
Yeah, kind of ironic, as you say. You know, there I was walking and not talking, and I guess I was living the life of an itinerant monk.
We're talking to John Francis, also known as the Planet Walker. John, take us to Wisconsin. What brought you here to get a PhD in land resources?
You know, I had looked, I looked at graduate schools. I had just finished my master's degree at the University of Montana in Missoula. And I wrote to the University of Wisconsin because one of my professors at Montana mentioned the environmental studies program at Wisconsin. And I got an answer back saying, you know, we would like for you to apply to the PhD program, and we think we can support you. And of course, I was shocked. I just didn't, I could hardly believe it. My father had come to visit me while I was in Watertown, and I showed him the letter, and he looked at it, and he says, "Yeah, this looks like they're going to give you money." and I laughed at that because, you know, my dad was very, you know, particular about who's going to support you, who's going to pay for this. I thought, well, gee, maybe that's true, because if my father thinks that, then I'm on my way to Madison. And so I did. I walked to Madison, and I...
From Montana.
Yeah, and so the rest is history, I guess you say.
I want to talk about lessons learned. You had that question, you had people arguing with you, can one person make a difference when it comes to the environment? Now, here we are, 2025. People look at climate change, extreme weather events, and may feel overwhelmed. What do you say to someone now who asks you, can one person make a difference?
When I walked across the country, there were a number of people that I ran into who were just kind to me. I mean, you can imagine I'm an African American. It's in the 1980s, and I'm alone. I don't speak, and I carry a banjo. And as my parents thought that would be an invitation for some kind of violence, or that I would never make it. They were so afraid that I would not make it across the country unscathed. And the kindness that people showed me was also a lesson for me to understand how each person made a huge difference in my life by being kind. And we all can make a difference in each other's lives by, you know, following that same path of kindness. When I had finished my graduate studies at Madison, and I started speaking on the 20th anniversary of Earth Day, what I realized is that since we're all part of the environment, then how we treat each other is really our first opportunity to treat the environment in a sustainable way, or even understand what we mean by sustainability. And so environment to me became not just about pollution and loss of species and habitat, but also about human rights and gender equality and economic equity and all the ways that we relate to one another. If we oppress each other, if we exploit each other, it's all going to manifest in the physical environment around us.
And finally, John, I wanted to ask you about your nonprofit Planet Walk and the work you're doing today.
Well, Planet Walk was the nonprofit I founded back in 1982, before I left walking around the world. When I had graduated from Southern Oregon State College in 79, I graduated with the long-term goal to walk and sail around the planet as part of my education, in the spirit and hope that I could be a benefit to humankind. And so now Planet Walk is, after I got to the East Coast and was able to work at the Coast Guard and sail through the Caribbean and walk the length of South America, now Planet Walk is in Africa. And I'm walking from Cape Town to Cairo, and we're bringing a medical pop-up clinic, and we're partnered with the GLOBE program, Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. And now we're also founding Planet Walk clubs through K-12 schools around the country. So
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was John Francis, environmentalist, author, and planet walker, known for his 22 years walking across America on foot and his 17 years of silence. He earned his PhD in land resources at the Nelson Institute at UW-Madison. A documentary short film about his journey called Planet Walker was shortlisted for this year's Oscars. It screens along with a conversation with Francis at the 2025 Earth Fest held tomorrow at UW-Madison. See more, including some pictures of his journeys along the way, online at WPR.org. We'll go out to the sound of John's banjo playing us out.